Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to make reference to, of course, our gospel text. You may want to keep that handy, John chapter 6. Dear friends, you entered church today. You arrived here in some sort of shortness in supply of something. And I include myself with that. I arrived here this morning short on supply of something. It could be a physical item, and at its most basic level, it could be food. Perhaps you're short on food, groceries. It could be a car, a mode of transportation. The car that you have is on its last leg, and you really don't have a plan. It's a tough time to get a car these days. It could be housing. We all know how much of a challenge that is these days. Got an email this week from a member about someone who needs to find housing for a neighbor of theirs. That could be it. Or it could be something completely different. You could have come in this morning low on supply of relationship. There just isn't someone to bond with. You don't have a friend that you can connect with and share life together. Or maybe what you're short on supply is emotional wellness. You went through something this week and it's just drained you to the point that you can barely hang on this morning and even get to church. Or you experience something that is so damaging that you don't see how you could ever recover. You could be short on supply with time in your life, busy schedules, they swamp us these days. Or it could be finances. All sorts of things. I want you to think about this morning what you're short in supply of as you gather here this morning. As you think about that, it's okay to admit that, by the way. That's just being a human being. We're all at some point, we're all short on something at every moment of our lives. But my prayer this morning is that Jesus' miracle speaks to you in whatever you're short in supply of this morning, because that, I believe, is the purpose of this sign and miracle of Jesus. What an amazing miracle of Jesus. He takes 5 barley loaves. Important detail. Barley was the cheapest of grain. This would have been something that would be used by the poor in the community. So this is the simplest bread that you can get. 5 little loaves. And he takes 2, I'm going to call it sardines. We're not talking cut of salmon. This is a pickled fish. Fresh fish was a delicacy. We're a ways away from the lake here. And this was typical lunch, 2 sardines, pickled a variety, nothing fancy here. Jesus takes 5 barley loaves, 2 sardines, and he feeds, I'm going to call it 15,000 people. Now the text says 5,000, but I don't know if you caught it. That was men. We think that women were there as well as children. They were on the way to the Passover in Jerusalem. And the beautiful thing of this text is at the very end it says, empimple me. What does that mean? They were satisfied. Let me translate that in lucky terms. They pulled out their toothpicks and they picked the fish from their teeth and they kind of nestled up on that grassy knoll to take a nap. Now, wouldn't it be great this morning that with whatever supply you need, that the end of the church service, you were empimple me. You were satisfied. You were pulling your toothpicks out and saying, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to try and do that here in my sermon. I'm going to try and do that here. Now, one thing's for certain with this miracle. The miracle won't happen if you enter into life with a perspective like Philip. Philip is one of those disciples, and it's not unusual that Jesus asks Philip, where can I go to buy bread for all these people? John chapter 1 relates that Philip was from a little town called Bethsaida. This town was the closest town to this grassy knoll, this grassy mountain. So Philip would know all the fast food restaurants around, you see. But what we know about Philip is that he is fairly pessimistic in outlook. Some people call him a bean counter. He's a facts and figures kind of guy. Do you know someone like this? He deals in logic. And so when Jesus asked the question to Philip, boy, where can we go to buy all this food? Philip goes to his natural stance. He would be like an accountant in a large corporation these days if he were living in the 21st century. So when Jesus asks the question, Philip begins to do what an accountant does. He begins to count. He counts how far the distance is to Bethsaida, 9 miles. That's a long ways. He counts how much money the disciples actually have. Judas was the purse keeper, probably nudged him and said, "How much money we got, Judas?" "Not very much." He started to count the large number of people. He started to count the hour of the day. It was passing by time came. And then the logical Philip comes with his analysis. He had analysis paralysis. And Philip says this, "Nothing good can come. I don't know what to do, Jesus." Maybe you can relate this morning to Philip. When you are short on supply, do you do a similar thing? Do you begin to count what you're lacking? Or do you begin to count what you do have, but it's not very much, and you come to the conclusion, nothing good can come from this? That's one perspective that can come our way, and it doesn't lead us to a point where a miracle can happen. And so I want to introduce us to another perspective from this gospel text, and that is Andrew's, what Andrew says.